Oh, hello. I am really smart, and I know everything. That's why I am the perfect source for every piece of information that you would ever need to know. Actually, if there's something you don't know, you can look it up on Catholic Encyclopedia, the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
EWTN is really good for documents and information. If you want to get a specific answer or just talk to other people, you can go to Catholic Answers. They have so many members, you will definitely get a response to anything you post, I think. Also, FatMass is cool because you can post a question and get an answer from an actual priest. So that's nice.
These days, everyone's life is really easy. I'm kidding. Oh my goodness, everyone's life these days are so messed up. And I'm sure you've been there and done that with the whole game of making bad decisions and just overall messing up your life for fun.
For fun? What the heck? Okay.
And sometimes it just feels like, I am at my wit's end, I cannot take it any longer. It just seems like there's no way out. Sometimes I'm trapped.
I'm very depressed.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I just feel like I'm not getting that assistance.
I just really need help with these things.
When Mary has all of these amazing graces to give us, and we don't take them, it's kind of like this.
No, he didn't pay it. No, it's like 10 days late. Well, okay, if maybe he could keep a stable job. Well, we really need the money, okay? All I'm asking you for... Okay, look, it...
I wanna be a billionaire so bad.
Well, if you've ever heard of St. Catherine of Labouré, you also know that Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine of Labouré and gave her the miraculous medal.
I felt like changing up the background. The other one was uncomfortable.
Okay, it was really dark over there. Do you want to go back? I can go back if we need to go back. But one thing which I might not have mentioned in that other video about the miraculous medal, titled Miraculous Meds, is that at one point in time, when Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine of Labouré, she had all of these different rings on her hands. They were like huge gems, really precious, and tons of them, okay? She had like 3 on each finger. That's how many there were. And some of them were literally glowing. They had beams shooting out of them. It was awesome. Like, the beams were so bright that Catherine could not see Our Lady's feet. So she had her hands down like this, and it was like she was holding mega super white flashlights all over her feet. So bright. The light was symbolic of all of the graces that Our Lady showers upon the earth from Jesus. Because as we all know, she's the mediatrix of all graces. So Catherine was pretty much stunned by this vision, and she looked at Our Lady's hands, and she realized that some of the rings were dim, and they weren't that great looking, and there were no lights shooting out of them. And it wasn't just one or two, it was a pretty good number. So Catherine was like, why are those... What's going on with those rings? She obviously didn't say it like that, but you get the gist of it. And Our Lady said to her, Catherine, all of the dim rings represents all of the graces that no one asks for. So basically, Our Lady has an overabundance of graces. She loves us so much, our spiritual mother. She watches our every move and she wants to help us so much. And she has all of these things she can give us to help us. Graces are amazing.
Guys, I know you're trying to help me and stuff, but grace... I don't even know what that is, like, okay.
Catechism of the Catholic Church. 1996, grace. Grace is a favor, the free and undeserved help that God gives us to respond to his call to become children of God, adoptive sons, partakers of the divine nature, and of eternal life. So grace is something that ultimately helps us become closer to God and get to heaven. And it's free. We don't really have to do anything to get it.
I'm just trying to get my life together, and I want it to be good. I want to live a good life.
Even if it means going through pain and suffering, your life is going to be good when it is conforming to the will of God. Our Lady has so many graces to give us, but people don't ask for them. And in order to live a holy life, in order to become a saint, you need grace. Ask away. Ask Our Lady for anything, and she will give it to you. She lovingly gave her own son to us, and she knew that he was going to be brutally tortured and executed publicly for us. So there's really nothing that she's gonna hold back because she loves us. So if there's anything you need, go to Mary, because through her comes all of the graces that we get from God.
Dude, that was so embarrassing. Like, I couldn't even pay the ice cream man. I'll take all of the help I can get. Free money. Is this for real? Okay, I really need a 20. Can I please have a 20? I also need a 10. And I really need a 1. Please. Thank you. Wow! This is great! Why are you doing this?
My son is very wealthy, and he cares about all the people in the world who need help. So he gave me the job of giving people things that will help them in life.
Wow, that is really nice. If other people knew about this, their lives would be so much easier.
Obviously, getting grace is a lot more valuable than getting money, but I couldn't come up with a better analogy. That involved only two people acting it out, because if you're going through a tough time, or if you just don't know what to do in your life, and you feel like you really need a hand, Mare will literally extend her hand towards you, shoot out some graces from her beaming rings, and zap you with graces, and your life will definitely change. So get out there and start asking for those graces that you need to become a saint. Thank you for watching. God bless. Become a saint.
Bye.